For our Catholic trivia, the first place where the followers of Jesus were called Christians, Antioch. Doubt anybody will ask you that today, but if they do, we know. And we know that identity is everything. That from a false identity comes all the mess in our lives, all the things that we don't like, the way we treat others, the way we view ourselves, etc., comes from a false identity. All the good things, the peace that's in our heart when it's there, comes from a true identity. And to those early disciples, followers of Jesus, how extraordinary it must have been. I'm not sure how it happened. I'd love to have been a fly on that wall or actually right there. But nevertheless, when they were first called Christians, you, when they asked, who are we? What's our name now? How do we identify ourselves? And wherever it came from, well, obviously the Holy Spirit, you are little Christs. Somebody must have seen it, or they'd have known himself. He is so close to you. He is so close to you that I can't even distinguish that all I see when I see you is Christ. That's the whole goal. And they knew who he was. The ultimate question Jesus posed to them, do you know who I am? Or they ask him, are you the Christ? He's like, what does that mean? The Messiah, the one who came to do everything for you. Not just save you so you don't have to go to hell, well, that's not bad. But every little thing along the way. To accompany you to coffee this morning. To help you and me to deliberate between the seemingly trivial things. Does Jesus want to be there? Yeah. Not just in the big moments, in the little moments. Not just in the joys, in the sorrows, all of it. That they had an understanding what it meant for him to be the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the universe, the Savior of my soul, meant he wants to be everything with me always in every little detail, good, bad, or ugly. Oh, that's who you are, Jesus. Okay. Then who am I? I want to be so immersed in your love and presence that when people look at me or see me, they see you. And we can only do that in the measure in which we understand who we are to him and hear his voice. No one can take them from me, Jesus says, and no one can take them from my Father. That's how close I am. And from that, and listening to his voice, and trusting the voice when we hear it, the voice of goodness, from that springs our true identity. But it's always in reference to Jesus. And from that comes all sorts of goodness. We are Christians. We are little Christs. Little Jesuses walking around, spreading joy. Because we've been saved and we know who we are. Jesus, help us to interiorize even more today. Because we can't exhaust it. We know that. But a little more today, Jesus, of you, so that you can be more to them.